Hello, I'm Barbara Wood. The overseas property market in Spain recently made headlines in the media worldwide with two important announcements. Although we already knew Spain's golden visa scheme was coming to an end, we didn't know the exact date. Then, on January the 3rd, the clock started running down to April the 3rd, meaning that anyone in a position to make an application prior to midnight on April the 2nd would still qualify. But from April the 3rd onwards, no new visas will be issued, but existing visas will be valid as long as the asset that qualified the visa holder is held. However, what was completely unexpected was the announcement on January the 13th that the government of Pedro Sánchez was considering a 100% property tax on non-EU citizens. And not satisfied with that, he went further on January the 19th, talking about an outright ban of all non-EU, non-resident property purchases in Spain. I think it's worth pointing out that this suggestion was made at a rally of his PSOE supporters, and that his minority government relies in part on hard-left coalition partner Sumar, with their communist leader Yolanda Díaz, to maintain his grip on the presidency. Because of this, I've been wondering if there's a possibility this announcement had more to do with political posturing than reality, and maybe it's time for a reality check. The reality is that overseas buyers helped the Spanish property market get off its knees in the post-2008 period, with numbers growing from 2011 onwards. But according to Pedro Sánchez, all non-resident foreign buyers are speculators. What an insult! The reality is that during the same period, the domestic sector was still in steep decline, not hitting bottom until 2014. And even today, the reality is the domestic market is still well below its 2007 peak, about 30% smaller than back then. But over the same period, the overseas sector has more than doubled, up 127%. I realized that last statistic could be used as proof that Sánchez is right. The lack of affordable housing is the fault of those pesky, speculative foreigners. However, you only have to look at where all these undesirables buy and how much they spend to realize this is nonsense. The reality is the overseas and domestic sectors of Spain's property market have always operated pretty much independently of each other and don't directly compete for the same properties. Only 5 of Spain's 17 autonomous regions have Mediterranean coastline: Catalonia, the Comunidad Valenciana, Murcia, Andalusia, and the Balearic Islands, but they dominate the overseas sector. The statistics show approximately 75% of all foreign buyers buy in one of those regions, and if the Canary Islands are added to the mix, that rises to 80%. The average spend of foreign buyers is also relevant and is another clear indicator that overseas buyers are in no way taking properties away from the domestic sector. Currently, Spaniards spend an average of €1,650 per square meter, while the average for non-resident overseas buyers is €2,900 per square meter, 75% higher. That's because they're buying different properties in different locations. And focusing just on non-EU, non-resident buyers isn't going to help much either, as the split between resident and non-resident buyers has changed a lot in recent years. And today, resident foreign buyers are the majority, 57% against 43%. Even the British are not far short of a 50-50 split. Just before the 2008 market meltdown, 80% of British buyers were non-resident and 20% resident. But today the split is 60-40, and I predict it's heading for 50-50. And buyers from the US have been increasing in numbers in the last 5 years, and although it is a much smaller market, the split between resident and non-resident buyers is already roughly 50-50. There's no doubt there is a shortage of affordable housing in some regions, both to rent and buy, but I don't think it has much to do with overseas buyers. In my view, it's more to do with the ludicrous overbuilding in Spain between the late 1990s and the crash in 2008, when licenses for 800,000 units were approved for several years running, and that's more than the UK, Germany and France combined at the same time. And even as it was clear the market was slowing, Spain was still completing more than 600,000 units per year. Today, that figure is a paltry 90,000 units, but recent reports from a range of analysts, including the Bank of Spain, suggest that 250,000 new households have been formed annually for the past several years, and the trend is upwards. The reality is that the 2008 crash destroyed about 95% of Spain's construction sector, and that is having much more impact on the housing shortage now than a few thousand non-resident foreign buyers from outside the EU. The reality is that Spain was very slow to rescue the banking sector, which was drowning in toxic debt. Whereas in Ireland, in a very similar position to Spain, established their bad bank in 2011, Spain was still in denial. It took another 2 years for Spain to realise they were in a great big hole, and it was way past time to stop digging. Spain's version of a bad bank, Sareb, was established and became operational at the end of 2013, by which time Spain had needed a 100 billion credit line from the European Central Bank just to prevent the collapse of the banking sector. And the reality is that there are still tens of thousands of affordable properties in Sareb's portfolio ready to move into, but the problem is no one wants to live where they are. In fact, if Sanchez insists on pinning the blame on foreigners, I suggest he looks to the low-spending nationalities who are overwhelmingly resident, economic migrants who've come to Spain to work. For example, about 98% of non-EU Moroccans are resident in Spain, so they would be exempt from the restrictions he's suggesting. However, their average spend is only 685 euros per square meter, less than half that of Spanish buyers. And if you take the average spend per square meter of 1,185 euros of the four lowest spending non-EU nationalities, that's the Moroccans, plus Venezuelans, 97% resident, Colombians, 92% resident, and Ecuadorians, 95% resident, it's still well below the per square meter price of the average Spanish buyer. This would seem to suggest that it's the low-spending resident foreign buyers who are making it difficult for Spaniards with modest budgets in the major cities and towns, not the high-spending Swedes, Americans, Germans, and Brits in the Balearic and Canary Islands and on the Mediterranean coasts. Do I think these proposals will find their way into law? I may be wrong, but I really think any meaningful changes are a long way off, if ever. And if you're planning to buy property in Spain in 2025 and are a non-EU citizen, my advice is to keep calm and carry on. And of course, you could investigate if you're eligible for an EU passport, thanks to where a grandparent or even a great-grandparent was born, as many people have already discovered. The reality is that Spain has to get building again and in the right places to have any chance of closing the gap between supply and demand. Thanks for listening.